Messy bun, coffee stained sweatshirt, much loved yoga pants, cozy slippers. It's the unofficial uniform of work from home girl bosses all around the world. But what if I told you that your beloved yoga pants could be sabotaging your productivity, sapping your creativity, draining your energy, and crushing your big dreams of up-leveling your business? Chances are you'd spit out your pumpkin spice latte ready to defend your yoga pants that feel more like a hug from a bestie rather than a pair of spandex pants. Why spend the time and effort to put real clothes on if you don't have to? When I'm at home working, being comfortable helps the creativity flow. I'm not feeling my waistband digging into me or having to sit a certain way because there's no give in the fabric. I have way more important things to worry about, like my clients, than worrying about what I look like. I don't have time for that. Sweet, sweet friend, I hear you. You want to be comfortable in the clothes you wear. You don't have time to worry about what to wear. You want to be able to get dressed without thinking about it. And you don't want to waste a good outfit sitting behind your computer at home with nobody but the company of your kitty. Let me tell you, once upon a time, I would have been right there with you, holding the sign and chanting, yoga pants for life. But girlfriend, it's time for an intervention. Unless you're some sort of fitness instructor participating in a physical activity or binge watching your latest Netflix show after hours, yoga pants, sweats, and pajamas are not real pants. And they're killing your boss babe productivity potential. I know, but before I put myself into witness protection, hear me out. By no means am I suggesting that you need to slip into a pencil skirt and step into a pair of stilettos unless you want to, nor am I suggesting that you need to put more time into getting ready for your day than you already do, or wear something that you're totally uncomfortable in. That's just as bad for your productivity. What I really want you to do is take a moment to think about how you feel when you wear something that you truly love. Maybe it's your favorite dress, a snuggly blanket scarf, or pair of distressed jeans with a simple tee and a statement necklace. Anything that makes your inner mean girl beam, girl, you look hot. When you're dressed in a way that makes you feel like you can take on the world, you take all the selfies because hashtag I'm not wasting this outfit. Meet your besties for brunch. Knock your to-do list out of the park in half a day like a total boss. You have so much more energy and motivation, right? Well, imagine if you felt like that every day in your business. Love, it is 100% possible while feeling oh so comfy and without more than your current time investment. So how does a yoga pant addict begin to rehab her style and refind herself so that she can have the most productive day ever? Here are three magical secrets for your consideration. Consideration number one, comfort. The magical secret to feeling comfortable in your clothes equals fit plus material. The number one response I received when I asked a group of girl bosses why they wear yoga pants instead of real clothes was comfort. Yoga pants generally work because they're made from soft, stretchy fabric that fits and moves with your body, even when you've consumed a few too many fall pumpkin treats. Hashtag give me all the pumpkin things. So, if your regular skinny jeans are rough, rigid, and maybe a size or two too small, it might be time to say bye-bye to them and invest in a pair that serves you in a more intentional way. Wearing the right size for your body and the activity you'll predominantly be doing while wearing that item is so important. If you need to, size up. And if that number triggers a response from your inner mean girl, tell her to sit down and cut the size tag off. Sizes vary so much from brand to brand, even within one brand. So don't even give that number a second thought. Comfort plus fit trumps size every day. If you need some inspiration, I've dropped in a few of my favorite girl boss friendly pants. Now here's a pro tip. When you are trying on pants, to ensure that you get the right fit and kiss goodbye to suffocating waistlines, make sure that you recreate the types of activities that you'll predominantly be doing in them. For example, sitting in a chair, sitting with your legs crisscross applesauce, bending over or walking, Hey, jeans that need to be hiked up every few steps are so annoying. Experiment with different styles or rises, how high the waist of your pants sits. I find a mid to high waisted pair of jeans far more comfortable when I'm sitting down. And also, look for jeans that are made from 98% cotton plus 2% elastin. These jeans will stretch out enough to keep you feeling like you're wearing your fave yoga pants without getting saggy in the butt or the knees. Not a cute look on anyone. Consideration number two, time. The magical secret to spending no extra time getting dressed equals plan plus batch. Plan plus batch. Yes, you can plan and batch your outfits or your new girl boss uniform just as you would do with your social media content. One of the reasons your yoga pants are so convenient to throw on is because you already know exactly how to wear them without even thinking. So what if you could replicate that with a cute but comfy outfit? It's totally possible. Take 10 to 15 minutes this weekend to curate your girl boss outfits. If you're stuck for girl boss cute and comfy outfit ideas, stay tuned for next week's post. In the meantime, you can check out a post that I've linked in this article on how to transition your wardrobe into fall. And let's get real. Sliding into a pair of jeans and zipping or buttoning them up takes a nanosecond longer than if you were to throw on yoga pants. Think about it. If your outfits are planned, getting ready for your day is a cinch. Consideration number three, energy. The magical secret to up-leveling your business equals showing up for yourself. Goal setting, streamlining your systems, batching content, writing sales page copy is just a few of the many hats you, gorgeous boss babe, wear on a day-to-day basis. And I have no doubt that you are always showing up as your brilliant, sparkly self for your clients. But take a moment to pause and think about how you're showing up for yourself, your business, your brand. Maybe you've been wanting to jump on the uber hot video train, but because you're in your yoga pants, coffee stained sweatshirt, and greasy bun, all of a sudden you need to do your hair, put on a lick of lip gloss or mascara, and find something that looks kind of decent to wear. Ugh, it just feels like so much work. I'm not saying that you shouldn't show up on video like you've just been to a bar class or hanging out in your house comfies. No way. I wholeheartedly believe in being authentic to the moment and who you are. If you have something to share, hit the record button and share away as you are, love. Everything in this world has an energy to it, including what you wear. You feel it, your community feels it, and so do your clients. Consider how the clothes you wear silently communicate to your ideal client, community, and yourself. You and your business are worth the effort. Show up, give, and be your best sparkly self. I am not on a crusade against yoga pants. I love yoga pants. And I'm full of compassion and understanding that there may be seasons in your life where you're purely operating on survival mode, taking care of a sick family member, adjusting to becoming a mum for the first time or again, or recovering from an illness or trauma of your own. Next time you reach for those yoga pants, take a moment to think about your intention for the day and if shimmying into your spandex is going to fully support your intention and how you show up as your best sparkly self. What are your thoughts to working in yoga pants? Let me know. Stay tuned for next week's juicy post, 5 cute and comfy alternative girl boss outfits for yoga pant addicts. P.S. I tried writing this article in yoga pants. 3 days later, I ended up changing into something stylish and comfy, and my fingers started flying across the keyboard. I hope you enjoyed this week's article, and I'm really looking forward to being back in your inbox next week. You can head on over to fromshellywithlove.com for even more sparkly goodness. Until next time, with love and confetti poppers. Talk to you soon. Bye.